Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Kathy, as you know, is our social media strategist. She is the queen of social media. She knows more, she's forgotten more about social media, put your best foot forward on social media and search engine optimization strategies than most people will ever know. And she's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success and our very good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
That's Kathy with a K, Carrie Perry with a P. Kathy, what's going on with Google and Facebook? What are they bumping up against each other? Is there going to be some kind of rumble or something? What's all this about?
Well, it's something new Google is testing. They are looking at, or they're adding the ability for mobile app developers to easily have their apps installed and where, without going to the Google Play App Store, the Play Store, they are letting them go ahead and be installed. Well, that's a big money maker for Facebook, because usually, you know, Facebook will let them run an ad, and to install the mobile app right through Facebook, and that way, you know, they're getting ad revenue.
Right.
So you know,
that's a little bit in the weeds for most of us.
It is in the weeds.
Break this down, I was even surprised. Break this down a little bit for us. I'm not sure I'm understanding as much of a genius as I am. I'm having a little trouble with this.
Okay, so Google is making it easy for mobile app developers,
right,
to have people install their apps without going to the Google Play Store.
How do they do that? Because there's got to be a gateway. There's got to be a way for people to pay.
Well, actually, they're doing this as, you know, a test to say, hey, we'll let users install directly from the search engine versus going to Facebook and paying.
You're saying search engine, are you talking about
from Google search?
The Google search, yes. Or the app search?
Google search.
Okay. All right. If people find you outside of the app environment and they want that app, they can get it right there. They don't have
they
to go
can
through
just
Google.
Do it right
so
there.
And you're saying that that Facebook makes money doing
Facebook
that.
Runs, yeah, they run, let apps.
So Google's
app
giving away something that Facebook is currently charging
makes money for.
This reminds me of the bundling issue that Microsoft got into with the browser 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, they're probably going to tangle about this a little bit.
No kidding.
Apparently, you know, you just don't even realize what a big market it is. It's like projected to be like a $6.8 billion pie.
Yeah. Now this,
and it's
Android. But this it seems to me might wind up being good for consumers instead of bad for consumers.
Yes, it is good for consumers.
Whereas many times, as you know, when they get into it with each other, we lose.
Yes, that is true. But this time, it could definitely be a benefit.
Why would Google do this? I mean, that's a revenue generator. That's a major revenue generator.
Well, they're doing it as a test. Most likely, there's going to be some fees involved eventually.
That'll be paid. In other words, they'll still be getting their money from the developer.
Yeah, they're probably going to, because you know, right now they're just doing some testing. And then the other thing that they're doing is app search. It could become a big business too, and Google's making search more app friendly.
So put the app out in the search, in the big search world, and not locked up inside of the app,
not locked up inside of the store,
not just locked inside of the app store, right?
Exactly.
Folks, I know you got all that. I hope you took good notes, because there will be a test at the end of the hour. We're gonna give you a test at the end of the hour.
This was a tricky one, wasn't it?
Well, the interesting thing is just to wrap it up here, folks, because I know you want me to. Is the way these companies go at each other, who the big players are, and how sometimes it works for us, sometimes we wind up being collateral damage. And that's what Kathy's job is to help us. She's her job to bring us the news, and it's my job to add the sarcasm. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.